Patrick, how are you?
Good, wonderful, Tony. Thank you.
Thanks so much for being on the program. Now, you are affiliated with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy?
Wholly owned subsidiary.
Okay. Now, tell us about this. I remember when this first came about, because there was a healthcare provider that my family worked with, and she was outraged.
Well, yeah, the healthcare providers are in their similar situation, but this is actually for home-based daycare providers, was what our suit was about. And what happened was that Grant Home Administration had a community college and DHS enter into something called an interlocal agreement. They created a two-person sham employer called Michigan Home-Based Child Care Council, and that was used to negotiate against by a public employees union. So we had home-based daycare providers who are really people who run private businesses out of their own homes somehow ended up in a public employees union and were paying dues to it.
Who created the Child Care Providers Together Michigan Union?
That is a joint combination of United Auto Workers and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees.
From what you know, how in the world did the state get involved with being involved in this situation?
We have some emails that indicated that the unions came to the Grant Home Administration. This was something that was actually done on a national level. In about the mid-2000s, this was a plan to increase union membership. There's a large block grant called the Temporary Assistance to Needy Families Block Grant that comes in, and the unions looked at that big pile of federal money and said there's a way that we can probably use that as a funding source, maybe drive up our membership. And so they created this idea.
So this idea had the support, from what you understand, of the Grant Home Administration?
Yeah, we've got emails showing that.
All right. Now, this is no longer the policy. What happened?
Well, what happened is that we're still in the middle of the court case, but Director Corrigan, who came in over from the Michigan Supreme Court, was obviously aware of this case because it had been brought up to her court at least one time, took a fresh look at it and said that this was improper, that the people that we represent are not government employees, and therefore the state should not be taking dues for a government employees union for them.
We're talking with Patrick Wright, who's the director of the Mackinac Center Legal Foundation, and you're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Now, for the past several days, I have tried to contact the Child Care Providers Together Michigan Union. I also have sent calls and emails to the United Auto Workers and Council 25, American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. They decline to come on the program. It seems like this is kind of a sham.
I have always thought so. They have, they claim that they were doing important work. One of the interesting things about this is that even if one said that this was a union, they weren't doing what we truly consider to be collective bargaining, because this two-person fake employer, the Michigan Home-Based Child Care Council, it didn't have access to the money. DHS and the legislature is really the one that appropriated it. So all that would happen is this thing would agree with the union, and then they go to the legislature and lobby to try and get the legislature to agree to what they between themselves had agreed to.
Patrick, do we have any idea how much money they gained in this situation?
From January 1st through September, from January 1st of 2009 through the end of September 2010, about $4.1 million.
Where is that money?
It's in the union coffers.
Well, we had a challenge trying to contact someone from the Child Care Providers Together Michigan Union. There's no phone numbers on there. There is one website, a general a website where you can send an email, but to talk to someone, you would figure since monies are going there and they're involved with the state of Michigan, there's no pictures. There's nothing identifying them. I find that troubling.
Yeah, it's been rather interesting. The union has not taken made a large footprint. And the other thing that was interesting was during the entire time of the litigation, the Grant Home Administration didn't stand up and proudly defend what they were doing. You would think that if they were fighting for important bargaining rights. And, you know, there are a lot of people in the Democratic Party truly believe in the public sector collective bargaining process, that they would have been proudly out there talking about what had been done and why it had been done. And they were pretty much on silence for the year and a half that this thing was going on. As she did a couple of exit interviews, she answered one or two questions, she being Governor Granholm.
Patrick Wright is the director of the Mackinac Center Legal Foundation. Patrick, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it.